1996, the Ultimate Warrior sued the WWE for $6 million.
The fact that he would file a multi-million-dollar lawsuit to acquire the rights to his name, one would think you're doing it for business purposes.
A lot of the guys, the rank and file in the locker rooms, people that were with the company, probably just sat back and said, who the hell does this guy think he is?
His favorite person in the whole world was the Warrior.
What would this guy do if it wasn't for the WWE? Or the World Wrestling Federation? Or the industry of wrestling? What would he be doing?